This is what's happening, the length and breadth of the country. We have AmPost who are presenting existing postmasters with impossible circumstances and contracts, which is ultimately leading to forced closures. And that's happening only and solely in rural communities. So we have yet another postcode penalty for people living in rural Donegal. And the latest form of that is the closure of Ballylar Post Office. That's a very unfair situation for the people of Fannet to be in. It leaves them with the nearest post office being in Carrigart or Carrickeel. It is an abandonment of rural communities. The latest iteration of that. Post offices are so much more than just postal facilities. They're vital community hubs. They're also vital public services for rural communities.
Well, the Minister for Postal Policy indeed is Charlie McConlogue. You've written to him, you've written to the Line Minister, Patrick O'Donovan, as well.
Yeah, I've written to both ministers and I've asked them to engage with AmPost about this, because we have experienced this already in the Milford electoral area with the very unfortunate closing of Rathmullen Post Office last year. Where does this stop? Clearly, the existing government policy and the existing AmPost policy about rural post offices is not fit for purpose. It's not serving rural communities and it needs an urgent review. And in the meantime, while that is going on, interventions need to take place in order to allow for Ballylar Post Office to remain open.
We understand from reports this week that AmPost will advertise the Fannet licence. Given your belief that the circumstances of the contracts being offered by AmPost are so impossible, it would seem unlikely that someone is going to take that up.
That's my understanding of it. AmPost have form for this as well, unfortunately. You have contracts being advertised with nigh on impossible terms, but also the outlay for someone setting up a post office is in the tens of thousands of euro, and that is not funded by AmPost, that's funded by the individual who does that. So it makes it for very difficult commercial activity for someone to undertake when setting up a new post office. We have to engage with what is there. We have to make every effort to preserve Ballylar Post Office as it is.